There are about 200 inmates at Maricopa County jails that take a powerful antipsychotic drug to keep the symptoms of serious mental illness like schizophrenia at bay. Those drugs account for an estimated 20% of the county's monthly pharmacy budget, though the people that take them represent just 3% of the jail's population. KJZZ's Mariana Dale joins us here in the studio now to talk about a new way the county plans to save some money. Good morning, Mariana.
Morning, Lauren.
So what's changing?
There are three pharmaceutical companies that have agreed to provide free samples of these drugs. They're called long-acting injectable antipsychotics. These companies are Janssen, Otsuka America, and Alkermes. One of these drugs, Invega Sustenna from Janssen Pharmaceuticals, can cost about $2,000 per dose.
Wow.
The pill version of these drugs is generally much less expensive.
So if the pills are cheaper than the injections, why would doctors prescribe the injections instead?
I asked that question of Grant Phillips. He's the medical director at the Maricopa County Correctional Health Services. He says patients that have psychosis tend to be a lot less reliable about taking an oral medication, which kind of makes sense if you're experiencing these delusions. People might even think that the drugs doctors are giving them are harming them. And these patients can be combative in jail, and once they're released, it's really hard to ensure that they'll continue to take their medication.
We know with these long-acting injectables, several studies have been done that have shown that patients stay stable with their psychiatric condition for longer. The duration until rehospitalization is much longer.
So if patients are less likely to stay out of the hospital, does that mean they're less likely to stay out of jail too?
There have been a few studies that suggest just that. The antipsychotic medications, these injectable ones, can last for about a month or more. There's a Swedish study that was published in the journals of the American Medical Association that found prisoners were less likely to commit violent crime after being released when they were taking these antipsychotic medications versus when they were not. And then another news organization, the Marshall Project, actually reported in February that one of these pharma companies, Janssen, actually received approval to market its long-acting antipsychotic medications as a way for people to stay out of jail. Again, Grant Phillips with Correctional Health Services acknowledges that the reason jails are getting these free drugs might not be entirely philanthropic.
Of course, it's a good business move for them to want to continue their patients on these medications.
So did the pharmaceutical companies themselves explain why it is that they'd want to give away such valuable medication?
I reached out to all three companies, Janssen, Otsuka America, and Alkermes, and they all sent statements in response to our questions. And you can read those full statements on KJZZ's website. But here's the Cliff Notes version. Otsuka maintained that offering the drugs to the jails for free wasn't really any different than giving them to any other doctor in the U.S. It's part of a program they already have. Janssen said the sample program allows people to get familiar with these medications and see if they're the right fit for their patients. Alkermes was really the only company that acknowledged the link between mental illness and incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
The statement said that because people with mental illness are incarcerated at disproportionately higher rates, the justice system is a, quote, de facto mental health care system, end quote. Alkermes intends its sample program to help inmate patients with mental illnesses re-enter the community more successfully.
So does the county know yet how much money this drug sample program will actually save?
Not yet. Correctional Health Services expects to start distributing the samples next month. Medical Director Phillips thinks the savings will be fairly significant, but we'll have to wait and see.
All right. KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Mariana, thanks for your reporting on this.
You're welcome. There's certainly going to be more to come.